interim. Saudi Arabia's government is slowly revamping political, economic, and educational institutions. Some Saudis, including former Muslim extremists, are also calling for a religious reformation to steer impressionable youngsters away from a path toward extremism. 37-year-old Khaled Khanami's eyes light up when he talks about his movie idol Robert De Niro. He can list every film the American actor made and recite some of his dialogue, too. It's hard to imagine that until about 5 years ago, Khaled Khanami was totally isolated from the outside world, had destroyed the televisions in his family's home, and considered anything beyond the scope of his Puritan faith as untouchable.
For 10 years, there is no music, no TV, just from work to a room in my house, I call it my library, which is, I still have 1,200 books, and it's all religious books.
Mr. Khanami says he even dreamed of going to fight with fellow Saudi Osama bin Laden, the leader of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network, and other religious warriors in Afghanistan to oust the Russians he considered infidels. Like many of his fellow radical Muslims, he considered Western music, television, movies, and culture all taboo. So did Mansour Nogaidan, who was jailed 7 times in his radical days for burning video shops. Speaking through an interpreter, he acknowledges even his conservative religious leaders rejected him after he resorted to violence.
We thought at that time that video stores and those tapes were spreading the Western values. And we saw it as a value target.
For years, Mansour Nogaidan lived in an isolated community with other extremists who believed in takfir, a religious ruling that brands less conservative Muslims and non-Muslims as infidels. He started on his personal reformation more than 6 years ago, but admits the 2001 terrorist attacks in New York and Washington solidified his determination to change.
But sometimes you need a vent to see, to put it as a mirror, to see what kind of face do you have. It will reflect your reality of your face. How do you look to the people and how the people look to you? Sometimes you sit with yourself, then you're talking about that you have a good face, you have a good appearance, but sometimes it's different when sometimes some person will take you to a mirror. Then you'll see the truly face of you. You can say it was an earthquake for me.
Both Mr. Nogaidan and Khaled Khanami see their strict adherence to the puritanical Wahhabi branch of Islam and an education that limited access to other ideologies as responsible for their xenophobia. They feared Western culture would pollute the purity of Islam.
All this needs to be reformed. If we are talking about reforming the political reforming, I mean, there is something which is more important, that is religious reforming. We must find a new reading to the religion, a new reading which is more tolerant, something that will sit better with the globalization, communicating with other people, fellow man. It's not an isolated desert island anymore.
Both men started questioning their worldviews in the late 1990s. During one of his many jailings, Mansour Nogaidan was handed a book on Western philosophy. He could not put it down and hungered for more. A friend of Khaled Khanami made him read the writings of a popular Egyptian cleric who preached tolerance. He started sneaking to a friend's house to watch his sermons on satellite TV. In 2000, he says he announced his decision to change by shaving off the long, untrimmed beard that marked him as a strict fundamentalist. Both men admit their personal transformations were not easy. Fellow extremists rejected them. Mr. Mansour still receives death threats. Mr. Khanami, now an English teacher, had to change schools to avoid harassment. In Saudi Arabia's new environment of open dialogue, both men use local newspapers as a platform to speak out against extremism and encourage religious reforms. Abdulrahman Al-Matrudi is Deputy Minister of Islamic Affairs. He cautions against blaming a whole culture for the mistakes of a few and describes terrorism as against Islamic teaching. He says the government has started retraining hundreds of Muslim religious leaders The ministry keeps a close watch now on the country's estimated 50,000 mosques under its control to weed out clerics who espouse radical views.
They have a code of conduct for their jobs, and if they have not fulfilled the code of conduct of their jobs, they will be either removed or they will be trained how to they can pursue their jobs.
Mr. Matrudi says satellite TV and the internet have opened up Saudi Arabia's traditionally closed society in ways never before imagined.
More dialogue is going on. There is more information coming out. There is people who've been out the country and they have found some new things and which is not contradicting Islam. And some people, they're still here and they think anything these people bringing is maybe contradicting Islam, and they would like to be all the time conservative.
Objectionable phrases that label non-Muslims infidels now are being removed from school textbooks, but calls for a religious renaissance are muted by a conservative religious establishment that exerts influence and authority over Saudi society and is resistant to change. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Riyadh.